Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So what is not to like about lay-bys?
Okay, for we consumers, there's nothing not to like, except that you don't get the instant gratification of taking the goods straight away. But it is a total win in other respects. So because of the tough economic climate, lay-by has recently gone very mainstream. Retailers big and small are now offering lay-bys. No credit checks are necessary because they hold on to the goods until we totally pay them off, right? The win for consumers is that the lay-by law, according to the Consumer Protection Act, allows us to choose an item, say a pair of shoes, and pay them off every month with no interest added. And the biggest win of all is that you can cancel a lay-by at any time for no particular reason, and we must be refunded all the payments that we've made up until that point, minus just 1% of the retail price as a cancellation penalty, right? So if you lay-by a pair of shoes that cost 1,000 rand and you want to cancel 2 months down the line, the cancellation penalty can't be more than 10 rand, which is virtually nothing to most people, right? Okay, so the stores, importantly, must refund. They can't say, we're going to issue with a credit note instead, so they lock you into buying again from the same store.
Okay? And also, you don't have to come with excuses. You can just say,
No, you just say, I've changed my mind. They can't interrogate you around that. Right, okay, that's how it's supposed to work. I must admit, though, as much as I'm very pro-consumer rights, I think the 10% cancellation fee, which was the case before the CPA came into effect in 2011, and was more fair than the 1% it is now. I think it's more fair, I must say, to the retailers. Because, I mean, if I owned a shoe shop, say, and somebody put a 1,500 rand pair of boots on lay-by when the winter stock first came in March, as it does, and then in June they cancelled, I'd have to refund them everything except 15 rand of what they'd paid up till then, and then I'll be saddled with a 3-month-old pair of boots when the winter buying rush is well over and the sales are on. So those boots are now worth less. Okay, so you know, I get that the retailers don't find this terribly appealing, but they're having to offer it because the economy is demanding that, you know, consumers need this option, otherwise they're going to lose out on sales.
I hear what you're saying, but no one forces a company to offer lay-bys, right?
Yeah.
If they think it doesn't make financial sense for them, then they just don't do it.
Well, exactly. And that's what I said to the owner of Rosewood Boutique this week when a man complained to me that when his wife tried to cancel her lay-by at their Phoenix Plaza branch, which is one of 5 that they have throughout Durban, all specializing in Eastern wear. She was told that the cancellation fee was not 1%, but 15%. And more than that, the refund would be in the form of a credit note, not cash. I took up the case, and cut a long story short, it became very, very bizarre. The he said, she said were extremely opposed, so I'm not going to go into that. But here is what Rosewood boutique owner, Kajal Dairam, said to me in justifying her non-CPA compliant lay-by cancellation policy.
What we found is clients come in on a sale, they purchase items and then put it on lay-by and decide like 3 months later, we've taken too much or the spouse does not know about it and we need now to cancel it quietly or a new fashion comes out, because obviously in the Eastern industry, fashion changes like every 2 to 3 months. So hence, when lay-bys do come out for us to resell, then we have to reduce them. I mean, it is now out of fashion or not in our retail line anymore.
Okay, so she said they would suffer a loss because they can't put the same item now out for sale at the same price. And so, to a point, you can understand that. In some cases, she said, they do agree to refund instead of a credit, and they do an EFT into the customer's bank account rather than handing out cash. She said rents are astronomical, about 100,000 rand a month for her Phoenix Plaza store alone. And she said then she's got to use some of that very expensive square meterage to store all the lay-by garments, okay? So I said, well, just don't. Stop offering lay-bys then if it's not working for you. And she said, well, they make up 35 to 40% of sales. They need to do it. She said Eastern wear is very expensive. So, for example, families come in 3 months before Diwali and they lay-by thousands of rands worth of clothes for the family. And they pay that 20% deposit and then pay them off without interest in time for the special day. Yeah. So, you know, it's a big thing. It works for the consumers. So while I do have some sympathy for the retailers about that negligible 1% cancellation fee, it is the law, and retailers cannot, they do not have the right to come up with their own terms and conditions which flout the law but suit them, right? So after some conversation, Dhairam committed to lowering her lay-by cancellation fee from 15% to 10%, which was the legal amount before CPA, which is something, some concession, but it does remain a contravention of the CPA. So moral of the story, lay-bys are a fantastic way to buy, especially if you don't need the goods immediately. So for example, it's now October going into November. You could lay-by your child's school stationery at, say, CNA for the for next year now, and pay it off by January. Very sensible. You don't you don't need that stationery now, so it's fantastic. But do check the terms and conditions before you sign any labor.
And what can someone do if they find out too late that a company is not doing a lay-by the legal way?
Okay, well, they can tell me, as people do, and you're going to tell them how in a minute. But they can also complain to the for the Consumer Goods and Services Ombud. They're a very efficient organization. They police, for want of a better word, the CPA. The how to do that is on our blog.
Okay, and if you want to get a hold of Wendy, also if you want to send her an email, there's an email link on her Facebook. The go-to place to get a hold of Wendy is her Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.
Darren Moore, Carrie Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.